Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, that is all unqualified praise is due to Allah. Summa alhamdulillah, and after that, all unqualified praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqa al-insana fi ahsan al-taqweem. Praise be to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mold. Wa ba'atha nabiyina mubashirin wa munzirin, and commissioned from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment. There's no deity, no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. To him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ. In his hand is all good. وَهُوَ عَلَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And he has power over all things. And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment, that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his slave servant and his messenger. We pray, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. In your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad, wa ala alihi, and upon his family. Wa sahbihi, and upon his companions, ajma'een, all of them. Wa ya ayyuhal muslimun, and all Muslims, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa jumu'ah mubarak. First, I do need to say this. I know it's a little out of order, but technical matter. So the live broadcast from here right now is not going out at this moment. So if in fact you're in touch with anybody, who I'm not inviting you to call nobody, anything like that. But just in case, sometimes people think, is Juma going on? You can let them know it's only on Blog Talk at this moment. Inshallah, something changes. Don't hesitate to inform me, Ibrahim, and do that. And since I'm already kind of out of form right now, mashallah, but Allah is ever present. Yeah, would otherwise put this brother Ahmed on that technical piece right there, because that's what he do. Alhamdulillah, this Ahmed from that stellar community, Warthadeen Muhammad, Masjid Warthadeen Muhammad in Houston, Texas, a community, if you don't know about, you you need to know about it. I know I've said enough about it, but too much can't be said about how great and wonderful the Houston Masjid under Imam Dr. Wazir Ali, alhamdulillah. So it's a beautiful thing. So Ahlan, welcome. And he's also here on an anniversary trip with his wife that's in the house too. Alhamdulillah, I hope you enjoy California. We kept the sunshine for you, you know what I'm saying? So it's all right. We appreciate it. Now, Amma ba'd. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غافلين صدق الله العظيم. This is the seventh surah, Surah Al-Araf, chapter, or pardon me, verse. It's chapter 7, verse 172. And an expression of it is, and mention when your Lord took from the children of Adam, from their loins, their descendants, and made them testify of themselves, saying to them, that is God, asking them a question, am I not your Lord? And the souls responding, so yes, indeed, we testify. Then God says this, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, indeed, we were never aware of this. A report of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, when was prophethood established for you? He said, wa adamu bayna ruhi wal jasad. He said, when Adam was between soul and body. So he's saying from that time, this is before Adam even had a body, he said prophethood was established for him. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we continue effectively, this is part three of a series that is grounded in the daruri, which is the five obligatory or the five obligations for building ummah. Our ultimate job, our ultimate responsibility of every Muslim everywhere all the time is to build ummah. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. This is the command. This is the order from Allah. And it has been derived that there are five essentials to that: family, intellect. Religion is a term that's used for it. For us, deen is the right Arabic expression for what is translated as religion. The scholars themselves didn't call it religion, it's the deen. And so religion, the self, and property, which has to do with our material life. So all five of those things are the columns, the pillars, the foundations for ummah. You have to have family in all that it is to be. You have to have intellect in all that it is to be. When I say it is to be, what Allah intends for it to be, right? Religion, that is our ritual life, let's call it. Our ritual life. The self, which is your own nafs, your own personality, your own psychological well-being and health, et cetera. And then also property. Property is your material life, your material life. So we've done family, and now we're speaking to self. It's just a choice. It doesn't have to be in the order that's given. I use that as a memory device. You just first take away the T at the end of the first and put a P instead of it, and then you get all five: family, intellect, religion, self, property. So we're not going in that spelling order, but we are speaking to the self, the self. This is the third part. MashaAllah, we inshallah, on Vimeo.com, inshallah, you'll be able to follow up on the archive pieces if that's your intention to do so. You can also follow up on Blog Talk Radio, where these are archived and recorded. But we have to go ahead and pick up for time's sake on where we are as a continuation from last week on the same subject. So this verse 172, get the picture. The picture of the verse is that Allah drew forth from the loin of the descendants of the children of Adam. And he asked, am I not your Lord? So now ask yourself, what time was this? When was this? How long ago was this? Right. It's a time before we were souls in bodies. It's a time before we were souls in bodies. Right now, we are souls in bodies. But that question was asked of us before our predecessors were even in existence. The point is, it's beyond ancient time, right? And the foundation for what we're saying is a picture that we're hoping to communicate based on the verse 1 from Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ تَقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالٍ كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And that is, we all come from a single nafs. And let's cover just a little bit of the racism piece with just that part, right? We all come from the same single source, period. Not just to talk about Allah, but our very humanity is from one single source. All right. One of the ways to understand that, because there's this nafsun wahidatin, this nafsun wahida is a single universal soul, a single nafsun wahida, a single universal soul, of which all of us are a part, better said perhaps, an expression. Because that soul is still one, we are just an expression of that unitary reality called nafsun wahida. Not hard. So, Allahu alam. I hope Allah doesn't make it hard for you, but it won't be hard for you, I believe, if your heart is in some kind of way pushing back against the facts of the Quran. And the Quran is saying, you were all created from one self. You were all. وَبَثَ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالٍ كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And from the two of them, there's nafsun wahida, there's its mate, and from the two of them, scattered like seeds, countless men and women. This is what God has said. There was this first thing, then there was this second thing, and then we all came from the relationship between the first thing and the second thing. Okay? Now, here's the simplicity of it. I want you to imagine that you have in your hand right now an apple seed. You have an apple seed. It could be any kind of seed. I decided on apples. You have in your hand an apple seed. I want you to see it in your mind. I want you to see it in your hand. And I want you to also see that one seed that you have. I want you to see it as nafsun wahida. Now let's go back to just that single apple seed. How many apple seeds, I'm not saying apples, how many apple seeds do you think are in the world right now? I think we can comfortably say it's an immeasurable number from our place. Practically infinite. We're talking about seeds, not apples. We're talking about seeds. Now, see that one seed as the only seed that existed. First, it was the only seed that existed. Would you not agree with me that every orchard that you look at and that you see, every orchard that you look at and that you see comes at some point from one seed. Go look at the orchards. All these apples. Do you not believe that they all came from one seed at some point? It's just one seed. Okay, well, that's you and me as human beings. 7.4 billion bodies on the earth right now, without even talking about the lives that have passed away through bodies that existed before. There had to be a first seed somewhere. Where were those seeds before they came out of the one seed? Where were all those seeds? You're standing in the orchard. You're looking at that orchard. Where were all the seeds that are in all those apples? Where were they before they became seeds in those apples? They were all in the one seed. And that's the case for you and I. You and I are all seeds from the one seed. And how many more seeds can come out of every seed? As many as there already haven't been expressed from all the previous seeds. Where does it stop? It doesn't stop till Allah is the creation. So is the one seed finite? Yes, the one seed is finite. But we're talking about something coming out of that finite that is infinite. So every time you look at a seed, I'm suggesting to you to remind yourself of the thought that the infinite can be inside of the finite. And don't just limit that to apple seeds. Apple seeds are just the sign that I use to give you the instruction. Because you and I are a metaphorical apple seed. Going back to the issue of race, which is one of the dramas that they want us to get all wrapped up in and deceived and deluded and misdirected by today, don't be distracted. It's a magic trick. Main thing that the magician wants to do is to get you thinking about something over here, and he's doing all his work over here. The illustration with regard to the idiocy of thinking that your color makes you superior or inferior. Next time you're in the fruits and vegetables section of your store or your market, just do a quick count of how many different color apples there are, right? There are green apples, there are red apples, there are yellow apples. Some apples are deeper in their redness, and et cetera. All right, now take one, peel it. Take another one, peel it. Take the other one, peel it. What color is the meat on the inside of that apple? It's not red meat inside of red apples, or yellow meat inside of yellow apples, or green meat inside of green apples. They're all the same color. And that's how it is with us as human beings. Different color, you're just a different apple. No, red apples are better than yellow apples. That's because you like red apples. Somebody else will say the same thing about red apples. All right. All right. So let that be a way of understanding ourselves. Now we're going to take it down an octave, let's call it. I want you to think, don't think in just these surface three-dimensional terms as to where we are right now. I want you to use that faculty. We often call it imagination. But when we talk about imagination, usually it's just like with the word myth, right? Oh, that's a myth, right? We take it only to mean the pejorative, meaning, oh, that's a myth, meaning it's false, it's not true, it never happened, etc. No. We'll do the same thing with imagination. Oh, that's just your imagination. Temptations didn't hurt us with that. But in your imagination, right? To poo-poo imagination. But brothers and sisters, understand this. Practically 100% of all, for sure, the greatest scientific discoveries, they started first with someone's imagination. And then they had to do a demonstration of that of which was in their imagination. And the demonstration for what was in their imagination became a proof that, no, it wasn't just imagination. It was actually a reality before it became a reality. So here's the question. How were we created by Allah? Now, your first stop on that question is that, now, how could we possibly know anything about how we were created by Allah? You responded to the not question. I'm not saying mechanically, et cetera, how did God do it? Like, how did you make that cake or how did you, bake that pie? No, I'm just saying, what was involved? So here's what I want to share with you. The Quran says, whenever Allah decrees a matter, he says to it, be, and it is. Whenever Allah decrees a matter, let's go slow. When Allah decrees a matter, question, stop right there. At that moment, does it actually exist? Because if what comes after is be and it is, that's a conclusion of what was started when Allah decreed a matter. But look at the words. I mean, Arabic otherwise just doesn't matter. The point is that the words will say and do say, there's Allah, then he decrees a matter. When Allah decrees a matter, in his reality, it exists. Because that's what he intends. So that's why sometimes it's translated, whenever Allah intends a matter. So now, here I'm deliberately using this concrete gesture. Whenever Allah decrees a matter. Does he say something over there? Does he say something over there? Does he say something over there? He says what? He says lahu. He says to it. What's he speaking to? His decree. His intention. Now, do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full expression, full extension, full understanding, full detail about what he decrees? Or, I'll come back. Whatever I miss, I'll edit that later. Do you think God has to do that? Allah simply says, this is what I intend. This is what I decree. He's talking to us through the revelation, and we're listening to the revelation, and he's trying to show us how creation comes about from him. I decree it, meaning I intend for it to come to existence, and I give in that decree. Inside of that decree is everything that I expect that thing to be. Then he says to it, now I'm going to interject something. okay, it's time for that thing that I intend to happen. So now he says to it, full of all of his intention for it and all of his design for it and all of his plans for it and all of the goals for it, he says to it, be. What's it going to be? Well, okay. I know this crazy. It's like some part of that crazy thing. Well, you know what? You know, hey, look, I mean, this is cool, but I really don't want to do that. So there weren't no Negroes born in creation, right? Negroes had to come much, much later, okay? But the point is we can understand, you know, the parody of that kind of attitude. The point is that the creation has no resistance. Whatever Allah says, be, that's what it is. Until you get up to us as human beings. So he says to it, be, and it is. So what I'm trying to get across at this moment, I'm inviting you to imagine Allah as the reality. You don't need any bodies. You don't need any. That's not. Whatever you think, that's not. He exists. Then imagine that creator having an intention. I intend to create a thing. And in his intention, I've already said this, but I need to repeat it. In his intention is everything that he ever intends for that thing to be. It's all there, complete. As soon as he intends it, everything is there, nothing missing. Now when it's time for it to deliver what he intends, he says to it, now go do what I created you to do. So the point to be made here, with that verse of Adam, God drew forth from the loins of the children of Adam their souls and questioned them, am I not your Lord? And those souls bore witness, yea. He said, this left on Yom al-Qiyamah, you say that of this we were never mindful. So God has spoken to those souls, those many apple seeds, He has spoken to those souls by his revelation, spoken to those souls, and those souls have bore witness that he is their guardian evolver, Rabbukum. I am your guardian evolver. There's a message in that. Because everything we talk about, when it says be, for him, it already exists. For us, it has to evolve. So then when did we're here now, but the question is, when did we, in God's reality, when did we start? Do you think you started on your birthday? No. Quran already told you. You didn't start on your birthday. You already existed before your birthday. God has already spoken to you, and you've already testified that he is your Lord. So your birthday is not your birthday. Your quote-unquote birthday was whatever time Allah said to his plan, actually before that, whenever he formed the plan, we were already in the plan. You know what? What's the proof? He wouldn't be here if he wasn't in the plan. We're here because we were always in God's plan. And so what I'm trying to get us to understand, you have an abstract existence before you have a physical existence. Think at the report of the prophet that we read, which also when he was asked, when was prophecy written for you? He says, when Adam was between spirit and body. When Adam was between spirit and body. So there was a time that Adam was not in a body, but he existed before he entered the body. And Adam is just a type of you and I. So therefore, I'm saying we had an existence before our bodies. And that existence in reality started with God's intention to create all things in us. So you and I are an existence that precedes the material world. This is your reality. You and I are an existence that precedes the material world and succeeds the material world. This body thing right here, so temporary. So temporary. Shoot, man. I saw some pictures of myself at the E, and I mean, it was pretty jiggy. I know some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But it's like, yeah. I was a little fly on them E's, man. I see some of the E's elegant shots and say, yeah, man, it's good. But look at me now. Yeah. No, it's like I don't have that bad attitude about myself, but you got it. Yeah, there's a little more, a lot more punch here, you know, a lot less hair here, a lot less black in the beard here, huh? So that's what happens. That's life. But this body, this is not me. Me is who you hear talking to you. At least a part of me is what you hear talking to you. I really want us to get this. So let me move on further. So if you can accept that you are an abstract existence before you were ever entered into a body, all right? Myself, it's just my way. I cannot resist trying to get us to see the cosmic picture. I know these words kind of throw people off. The cosmic, we live in the cosmos, discovering more of it every day, okay? So let's go back to that qada, which is that intention of Allah and the preexistence of this thing that we call nafsun wahida. Then Allah created the cosmos. He created the material creation to be a womb to provide the body that this soul is going to be entered into. I'm going to read it the way I have it on my paper here. From the time Allah first intended to create us, we began to exist in reality, not materially in our human bodies. We began to exist in reality and to bring that into existence, that is, a soul within a body, to bring that into existence, he created the creation that we call the macrocosm, the universe, as the womb for the future material body of the human being on earth. If it's possible for me, and I make dua to Allah that he helped me to make this clear too. If I was drawing, there would be this spiritual essence that exists because Allah wanted it to exist, but his plan goes further than just the creation of that existence. He said, "Inni ja'ilu fil ardi khalifa." My intention is to create a khalifa in the earth. But it can't get from here to there without a translation period, medium, etc., for that spiritual thing to become a material thing. So I have to create a vehicle from which and through which the full manifestation of my intention can come, but I have to create it so that it can become the place that I embed this original soul, Nafsun Wahida, and then through all time and the evolution of cosmos, et cetera, in time, there becomes Homo erectus. I got to use that language so maybe you can see it a little better. There becomes Homo erectus. There becomes this creature in a body that's different than the minerals and the plants and the animals and the birds, etc. It's different. Read the chapter 23, 12 through 14. And all of those stages that were going through there in 14 of 23. That is the 14th verse of Thumma ansha'nahu khalqan akhar. Then out of it we create another creature. You and I are that creature. That's different than all the other creatures in our destiny, in our nature, in our potential, in our capacity, in our relationship to the Creator. You and I are that creature that Allah was saying he's going to create when he said, Inni ja'ilu fil ardi khalifa. You are a creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created like no other creature. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. Oh, man. Think about that. Allah has created you like nothing else in creation. And he has empowered you like nothing else in creation. This whole cosmos thing that I just talked about, this same Lord of ours who created us, he said, it can't be repeated too often. سَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Here you come. Illustration comes to mind right now. You're born into a house of a very wealthy man, but as you're growing up, you never knew anything about how wealthy he was or that he's maybe the wealthiest man in the world or woman in the world. Well, but you just grow up, and that was just, you know, somebody you knew or your daddy or your mama. Whatever. And then you finally grow up to realize, oh, I'm the son or the daughter of the richest man or woman in the world. I hope that just doesn't diminish it so much, but I'm saying if you can translate that to recognize you are a creature created by the creator of the heavens and the earth who has gifted you with the entire universe as a gift, as an inheritance, as a your house of servants is all the angels in creation. The servants in your house, as a servant of God, are all the angels in creation. And this is why, when I said, tell them their names, and when Adam named them, they bowed down. So the point is, many of us may not feel the power of what that is and what I'm saying, because you have a diminished idea about yourself. You have a diminished idea about your reality. You are more believing in I ain't nothing, as opposed to you are, yes, the crown of creation. Really? And that's the grace that we should be hoping that Allah blesses us to see, because otherwise, here's how the story ends for us on this earth. You live, you work, sweat, doubt, fret, and die without having realized that you came through a universe that was yours as a gift from your Creator. Last thing for this part. The Quran tells us this is God, the Creator. Seek with the means that has been made available to you, the life that comes after this life, the destiny. But don't forget your share of this material world. Come on. How long are you going to whine and moan and fret and blame and point fingers and march and protest about what some other human being is telling you you can't have, do, or be, as opposed to turning to your original creation as a part of the intention of God for all creation and turn to that creator and said, with you by my side, nothing I can't accomplish and nobody can stop me.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم I have to say this in the season of the time in the atmosphere that's being created for us to be distracted by. Being black, that ain't the thing. I'm telling you. That ain't the thing. That's not the answer. If we can all be as black as we were supposed to be originally, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to stop us from getting distracted. Because Allah created you as a human being. He didn't create you as a black man. He didn't create you as a white man. He didn't create you as an Asian man. He didn't create you as a yellow man, as a brown man, what have you. No. Allah just created you. And he created you in the best of molds. And Allah said, I created all of you. And I made all your forms beautiful. And I gave you your colors. And I gave you your language. Don't you see how you have to listen to Allah and stop listening to folks that want to distract you with trying to take any of those things and use them as a weapon of inferiority or superiority against you. Wallahi, I'm serious. Okay, you know I'm serious. Okay. So this attitude that that I hope you get the sense from me from, I was in this interest before Elijah Muhammad. When I say before Elijah Muhammad, before I came to what was the Nation of Islam. This step that before I had an ex, before I was processing, before I was a part of that lost found wilderness, North America, whatever the rest of it is. It's a soul aspiration. And I'm saying all of our longings are answered vis-a-vis al-Islam. As long as you think you need something else before you can say al-Islam is all I need, you're not there yet. You're not there yet. Yeah, I'm taking it. I got to have it. No. All you need is al-Islam. The rest of that is ancillary. It can be supportive, et cetera, but make sure you put it in the right order and in the right place. Al-Islam is enough. Quran is enough. Muhammad is enough. But if you don't get enough of Al-Islam and enough of the Quran and enough of Muhammad, it will not seem like it's enough. Look at what somebody else has got. Yeah, I better give me some of that, right? So my stuff can be solid. Man, come on. You got some Quran? Get some more. You got some Muhammad? Get some more. You got some practice of al-Islam? Get some more. And then that and those sources will show you, you don't need that because it's right here. You got that. And you didn't get it from blah, blah, blah. I won't put any kind of accents on it. You didn't get it from blood. You got it from the creator of the heavens and the earth. So who's more trustworthy? So-and-so or your creator? Don't think I'm saying what I'm saying is not a big deal. Next time you get online, and most of us wind up online at some point in time, and listen to the chatterboxes. See what they're chattering about. See what they're arguing about. See what they're all getting all set up and in their feelings about, upset, et cetera, et cetera. And I want you to look at that and say, how does Islam answer that? How does the Quran answer that? If you don't know, then you need to study. How does Muhammad answer that? If you don't know, then you need to study. Then when you study, oh, okay, yeah. Quran, boo, Muhammad. So, and then your peace comes back to you. A lot of people all upset, right? You just disturbed. And they're sending you down all dusty roads, thinking you're going to find some secret ancient knowledge that somebody's been holding out on you. And before you get to that dead end, you done lost all kind of time and energy that could have been placed somewhere where the thing that we complain about not existing could be brought better into existence, because now you have the right map for the right territory, the right knowledge for this time. So I will say this, and I got 4 minutes based on my clock, the way I'm doing. So those of you who, you know, mashallah, do whatever you want to do. But on the Saturday mornings we usually follow up on the Jumu'ah on Blog Talk Radio. You can get the address information, think on newsletter, whatever. So I'll be better able to literally give you some visuals to help. Because I understand there's some need to get in. And I don't measure how proper I am by how many takbirs somebody gets. Let's get that straight, too. Because what I talk about, you have to think about what I'm saying. Many times that the rest of that is, you know, not for learning, but for something else. But now I do have to say this to you, because I committed myself to go ahead and stick to the script, because the script, I'm satisfied with it. So Allah created the universe so that it could be the womb for the Nafsum Wahida, which existed before the universe. The universe is a necessary mechanism that the soul, he can put into it, and through evolutionary time, don't think Charles Darwin, through evolutionary time, there becomes a body that can stand up on two legs, Homo erectus, et cetera, and that will have a brain and a mind, that will have a capacity for consciousness that no other creation had, not like his. Allah created in the human being a transceiver, a being that would be capable of abstracting meaning from this macrocosm, and that meaning abstracted from that brain mind would be the food that that individual can cultivate their part of that soul with. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. 91:7-15. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. What is it that's supposed to grow? That bit of Nafsun Wahida that's in you, in everybody. Do you understand? There is a part of that Nafsun Wahida. I use part. It is that Nafsun Wahida. And this religion that we've been given is designed to grow that seed. Let's go back to the original analogy. You are a seed, and God has favored us with a way of life that if we practice that way of life, that seed of the soul that we are, it grows and grows and grows to what? To be able to command the nature of creation for our service. Solomon, David fulfilled that. Muhammad fulfilled that. Allah favored us with a way of life that, do you want that? Do you want that? Or is it that you just want a good job and be in a good tax bracket? What do you want? And beyond that, what Allah has created us as, this Lord that the owner of all things, top that off with, that seed that I'm talking about. There's a gift in you from God. Just imagine if you walk through the door. Don't worry, I'm almost done. You walk through the door. In fact, let's have you walk out the door. So we have parting gifts. It's not just here. Let's imagine you choose your mogul. Well, you choose your mogul. Some of you like Warren Buffett. Some of you want Jeff Bezos. Some of you want, you choose your mogul. And the party was at his house. And you chose her. The party was at her house. Well, then we got these parting gifts for you. They're all wrapped up. It's all wrapped up. Now, how eager are you to open up that parting gift from the house of the mogul? And you are fortunate enough to be at the party. Yeah, take that with you. Okay, yeah, good seeing you. Yeah, take that with you. Oh, okay. Shoot, man. Talk about jogging, man. You know, jog to the car, bust this thing open, man, see what's in there. I'm trying to get us to understand that Allah has gifted all of us. And let me make my point especially to my young folks up in here. And if you think you're young, I'm talking to you there, all right? God has given you a gift that only you can unwrap. I'm going to say that again. God has given you a gift. A gift from God is not like any other gift. God has given you a gift that's not like any other gift. And it's a gift that only you can unwrap. God has given you a gift. And it is a gift that only you can unwrap. Anything that you do that doesn't respect the hope of the realization of God's gift in you is a waste of your life. Anything that you do that doesn't contribute to the opening of that gift that is in your life, my little young sisters, I can't see you from here, but I'm looking at you. You are gifted in a way that nobody and nothing in creation can gift you. It's from Allah. You're special. You're special because you're a human being. You're special because God created you. And if Allah didn't intend to create you, you would not be here. And if you are here, God intended for you to exist. And if you are here, then God has gifted you in a way that nothing and nobody else can gift you, but that gift can only be unwrapped by you. Don't let anyone put you in a state and a condition of heart, mind, and spirit where you have doubts or diminishing attitudes about yourself. Always recognize yourself as one who is created by the cherished and sustainer of all the worlds. Allahu Akbar. Young people, especially, I know it's for the old folks too, quote unquote, I'm one of them. But you, there's a lot of stuff that you don't, quote unquote, have to buy into that many of us have bought into. You're much freer than we were in a space and time right now. Don't waste the gift of God that you are. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayy al-qayyum la ta'khudhu sinatan wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi-idhnih. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah, we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. Allah, we are grateful for your graces. We are grateful for your graces. We are grateful for your graces. We thank you for your blessing.
We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for the enlightenment. Oh, Allah, increase us in enlightenment. Oh, Allah, increase us in faith and diminish us in doubt. Oh, Allah, bless us to trust you in a manner that we trust nothing else in creation. Oh, Allah, open up the insights of your revelations to us, both in the scripture and in the nature of creation. Oh, Allah, enlighten us as to our own reality and bless us to understand the signs that are within ourselves and in the horizons. Oh, Allah, we ask this if you're only for none can grant or withhold this but you. Oh, Allah, bless us not to be among the blind. Bless us not to be among the deaf. Bless us not to be among the dumb. Oh, Allah, protect us from the wiles of Shaitan. And bless us not to be deceived by this world and to be deceived by the chief deceiver. We beg this of you only for none can grant or withhold this but you. Amen. 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 Wa akim as-salah. لا إله إلا الله سيدي محمد رسول الله استووا استقيم يرحمكم الله ثابكم الله make our roads straight and evenly no space between the state tile divided by roads on straight all one agree الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم جهر ما يخفى وأنه يسرك ليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي صحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تقبل الله. الحمد لله. So you'll make sense of course. Go right ahead. Actually don't have any announcements or do I have them in text? Okay. Shukran. Alhamdulillah. Well, you know by now the Jummah begins an hour earlier, right? 12:30. Mashallah. Next, we want to acknowledge Jari Clay and Brenda Joyce, Rick Ali, Amatala Raid, Angela Sabir, Jenna Mohaiman, Carla D. Clifford, best known as Principal, and Asma Muhammad. All have these November 1st to November 13th birthdays. And so I'm giving all y'all the Stevie Wonder shout out right now. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless it for you with another and many more. The Masjid, Women of Masjid World Theme Monthly Conference Call is tonight. Also, there's no chicken and waffles today. Men's Group tomorrow, Saturday, for the second Saturday month in the month. In person, it's the in-person meeting. Okay, the meeting is in the house. Here's your man right here, Ibrahim, alhamdulillah. And also, actually, Shahadatain, we finished the first five pillars, so actually Shahadatain is closed. Now, we didn't get a chance to pass that on to Amina. So Shahadatain Institute class for this semester is closed. So inshallah, next one, you'll be able to become part of it, inshallah. Our condolences to the family of Hajjah Hanifa Muhammad, who passed from this life Monday. We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. To Allah we belong, to him is our eventual return. Alhamdulillah, look about and shop there at the table as well. You've got many, many books in the Hifaz game, et cetera. Everything there is a classic, so make sure you get that. And again, Ahmed, welcome. You say it's an anniversary trip to how many years? 10 years. All right, you made that major destiny. Yeah, good. May Allah bless you with 100 more, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.